Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of our course. Data Analytics Mastery for SQA in the AEC Industry. In this stage, we will explore the essential tools and techniques that form the backbone of effective data analytics. As you transition into your new role, understanding these tools will empower you to harness the power of data, allowing you to make informed decisions and drive improvements within your projects. So, let's dive in and unlock the potential that data analytics holds for you in the architecture, engineering, and construction sectors. Main content. Popular data analytics tools. Let's begin with some of the popular data analytics tools. Excel, a tool many of you may already be familiar with, is an excellent starting point for data analysis. Its built-in functions and pivot tables allow for straightforward data manipulation and analysis. For instance, when tracking project timelines and costs, you can utilize Excel to create visual representations of your data, which can aid in spotting trends and anomalies. Next, we have Google Analytics. Although primarily associated with web analytics, its principles can be applied to project data as well. By tracking user engagement and behavior patterns, you can gain insights into how your projects are perceived by clients and stakeholders, ultimately informing project adjustments. Additionally, tools like Microsoft Power Query can enhance your Excel experience by allowing you to connect to various data sources, transform your data, and load it into your Excel workbook seamlessly. This capability can significantly streamline your data preparation process, making it easier to analyze and visualize your project data. SQL tools. Moving on, let's talk about SQL tools, specifically MySQL and PostgreSQL. SQL, or Structured Query Language, is fundamental for managing and retrieving data from relational databases. For example, if you're working with a large dataset of project specifications, you can use SQL to query specific information efficiently. Imagine needing to pull all the projects completed in the last year. A simple SQL query can provide you with the necessary data in seconds, saving you valuable time. Moreover, SQL can help with data integrity and validation. For instance, you can write queries to check for duplications or inconsistencies in your project data, ensuring your analyses are based on accurate information. This is crucial in the AEC industry, where project data must be precise to avoid costly errors. Introduction to data warehousing. Now, let's introduce the concept of data warehousing. A data warehouse is a centralized repository that allows you to store and analyze vast amounts of data from various sources. In the AEC industry, this could mean integrating data from design software, project management tools, and client feedback platforms by having all your data in one place. You can perform comprehensive analyses and generate insights that support strategic decision-making. To illustrate, consider a construction project where data is collected from various departments: design, engineering, and finance. By consolidating this data into a data warehouse, project managers can analyze performance metrics across departments and identify areas for improvement, leading to better project outcomes. ETL. Extract, transform, load, process. Next, we have the ETL process. Extract, transform, load. This process is crucial for preparing data for analysis. First, you extract data from different sources, then transform it to fit your analysis needs. This could include cleaning the data or converting it into a suitable format. Finally, you load the data into your data warehouse. For example, if you were pulling data from various project management tools, you might need to standardize the formats before loading them into the warehouse. ETL tools like Talend or Apache NiFi can automate parts of this process, helping you efficiently manage data flows without getting bogged down in manual tasks. This automation is particularly beneficial when dealing with large datasets or frequent updates, allowing you to focus on analysis rather than data preparation. Data visualization techniques. Lastly, let's discuss data visualization techniques. Visualization is key to interpreting data effectively. Tools like Tableau and Power BI help create interactive dashboards that present data visually, making it easier to understand complex datasets. Imagine creating a dashboard that shows project progress, budget utilization, and resource allocation at a glance. This visual representation can help you and your team make quick, informed decisions. Furthermore, incorporating storytelling techniques into your visualizations can enhance their impact. By presenting data in a narrative format, you can guide your audience through the insights, making it easier for them to grasp the significance of the data. For example, using a timeline visualization to showcase project milestones can effectively communicate progress and challenges to stakeholders. Conclusion. As we conclude stage 3, you've gained insights into popular data analytics tools and techniques, including Excel, SQL, data warehousing, the ETL process, and data visualization. These skills will not only enhance your data analysis capabilities but also support your role transition in the AEC industry. Remember, the effective use of these tools can lead to better project outcomes and more strategic decision-making. Reflection questions. 1. Which data analytics tool do you feel most comfortable using? And how can you apply its features to your current or future projects? 2. Reflect on a recent project. How could the ETL process have improved your data management and analysis? 3. In what ways can data visualization enhance communication with your team and stakeholders about your projects? Thank you for engaging with this stage. I look forward to seeing how you implement these tools and techniques in your work.